It's time to warm up before the game. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning.
Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I am your host, Paul Browning. We are back again. This is week six. We are flying through the season. You can probably tell we have new digs here.
Yeah.
We are at Mountain Country Radio, so we want to give a big shout out to Mountain Country Radio for hosting us and letting us have these this new space where you guys can see us on YouTube. And
I feel like I'm in a fishbowl.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, for the viewers that are on YouTube, one, like, share, subscribe.
Yes.
To our pages. Obviously, we have the KPPF 1040 AM radio and also Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Like and subscribe there.
But we have much room now.
We have a lot of room. And like for our viewers watching, obviously, we have Mike Lewis here to my right. We also have DJ on the ones and twos, which it's a bittersweet day.
Yeah.
DJ is going on into some bigger, better, greater things. And
I can't get greater than this. Come on, man.
We just want to say thank you, DJ, so much, man. You are DJ on the ones and twos, and we really appreciate you. This whole thing couldn't have gotten even started and run away that we wanted it to run without you. So we really appreciate you.
Don't make me cry now.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna make you cry when we start talking about your record or these picks.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, DJ did pretty good. He was 11-4 last week with his picks. He demolished Mike and I. But it's week six.
It is.
I think it's time for us to jump into the high point.
It's time for the high point, recapping all the highlights from the past week.
All right, so as we jump into the high point, obviously you guys know we've got some game balls to give out. But first, we're going to recap this Thursday night football game. We had the Bucks and the Eagles. Bucks took the win. I don't know if it's necessarily as surprising to us.
Yeah. My game ball does go to the Bucks
for
their
that
defense. Yeah.
Yes, okay, definitely. Yeah. For last week.
No, for this
week. For this week. You're ready. You're giving it.
Yeah.
We'll do that one. We'll give the game ball to
I'm not going to be here next week.
I've got to take the ball, right? That's right.
Definitely. Also, we're going to bring in our guest for the week. We've got
Guy Gurdon.
Let's cross.
I've been called worse, believe me.
We've got two guests coming on today. First, this is Guy with Mountain Country Radio Sports, and he's going to be on today sharing a couple hot takes with us. So we're going to be able to jump into all these different takes that we have. But for just starting off with the game ball, of course, we've got the Bucks defense for what they did against the Eagles this week.
That's for me. Now, what's yours?
Okay, well, hold on. So just with that game, I want to say great job to the Bucks defense, even with the hurt secondary.
Yep.
But being able to have time of possession the way they did, the Eagles had the ball for a whopping 8 minutes in the first half. So great job to the Bucks there. I'm actually going to do my game ball from last week would be Kyle Pitts, the rookie out of Florida. He had 9 catches and 119 yards and a touchdown out in London.
Across the pond.
Across the pond. That's my accent. No. But being able to have a great game like that as a rookie was a real coming out party for him.
And I just want to say it's bittersweet for me because I know you're going on to better things, DJ.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you my game ball because I learned a lot working with you, especially about the Raiders, you know. But I've learned a lot of more than I ever wanted to know about the Raiders, too, by the way. But it's been a pleasure meeting you, working with you, and I wish you all the best.
Definitely. Yeah, well, I'm really excited for us to continue to grow and figure out how we're gonna continue to go on. But Guy, I want to throw it over to you. Did you have any games last week? Were you able to kind of see any players of the week for you?
Players of the week, but I'll tell you what, there's been several, a lot of great players going on. And, you know, of course, Tom Brady had 2 touchdowns and that Fournette.
Yeah, Leonard Fournette.
He's impressive, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Especially wearing that number 7.
Yeah. The number change has been a thing for us in studio. We've definitely talked about the number change. But the Bucks are going to be a team that we really got to watch out for, continue to go into this season. But that was it for the high point. We're going to take a little quick break so then we can talk a little bit more with Guy, throw some flags on the play. But you are watching or listening to Pat and Go with Paul Burns.
Here we go.
All
right, welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. For those who are watching on YouTube, make sure you are liking and subscribing, sharing to all your friends, your buddies, let them know that there's some great content coming out of our studio with sports. So you guys can like and subscribe at KPPF 1040 AM on YouTube, and also Pat and Go with Paul Browning. So guys, I think it's time for us to hop into our second segment, Flag on a Play.
Here's your Flag on the Play, covering the biggest stories and controversies leading up to kickoff.
All right, so definitely. So once again, we're here with Guy with Mountain Country Sports Radio. And so when we go flag on the play, we're throwing a flag on whatever controversial or thing that's, you know, we don't like it as much. So we're going to throw a flag on the play. There's a penalty for them. Now, I think as a collective group, we've come together that this week has been I'm going to try this
heartbreaking.
Word. Heartbreaking. I think that's a great one
that Raiders
for
DJ.
Depends on your perspective.
Yeah, definitely. Right. For the Raiders, when it comes to a personality and somebody in football with the personality that we've had when it comes to John Gruden, really disappointing. I know he was a coach that I, from the outside looking in, really liked a lot of how he coached. Mm-hmm. And, you know, growing up in the early 2000s, or, you know, I'm from a 90s
considered
baby.
A player's sure. coach.
Yeah, you know, and seeing what he did with the Raiders back in the day, and then, you know, with the Bucks to win that Super Bowl. For it to come back around, and there's some emails that have been put into light.
Now from, removed from the ring of fame.
Right, there. Yeah. So, and all because of these emails that have, for those who don't know, some emails have been circulated or have been actually grabbed up during an investigation of the Washington football team and their misconduct. They were able to find some emails from John Gruden that were not only racist, sexist, and also homophobic.
And misogynistic.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So, and it's just, it's like I said, very, very...
it's sad.
Very sad.
It really
very
is sad.
Sad and troubling.
10-year contract he had, and he's in his, like, fourth year. And so, you know, he was going to be around. He was going to be a Raider forever, mm-hmm. pretty much. And yep. He knows football and the ESPN, yep. you know, of course, right. with his background there.
Yeah.
So it is. It's so sad.
Yeah, and it's one of the things where the really light place for me, the happy place for me is... He's being made of an example of. Mm-hmm. I think there's no place in. And let me say this, because you guys know I've been in the locker room. I've been in that NFL locker room, and I've been in high school, college. There's a lot of, to say it how it is, toxic masculinity that is within inside of a locker room.
Right.
It just is what it is. I mean, there's a lot of times where we talk a certain way, and I think it's good that change. Is coming, you know, when it comes to those who do not carry themselves in the correct way, who are not going to have love for everybody and have a certain way of thinking that really is not acceptable for that to be brought out into the light. I don't know if you guys have any
make light of that, but how is this the only thing that comes out of those computers?
Mm-hmm.
We have not seen any report from the Washington football team investigation other than this.
Yeah, and I guess for me, that's I also throw a flag on the NFL because routinely the NFL is kind of late to the party. That's just I'm gonna call spade a spade with the Ray Rice situation. You guys remember that where he had had that domestic violence incident, and he wasn't really facing any real penalty until TMZ got the video, and the moment that the video hit the airwaves,
well, that makes me look bad.
Exactly. So it's making decisions off of public opinion. Versus morality.
Then the NFL jumps it.
Right.
There you
versus
go.
When from the start, it should have been, oh, this is really an issue for us. We do not align with this.
Right.
We are going to give you, we're going to hit you with the book. So then when it does come out.
Well, at the very least, I'm doing an investigation. We got this a panel of people that are going to look over everything.
At the very least. Yes, at the very least.
So. Well, and they're talking about enablers, right? They're going to try to find some enablers with Coach Gruden as well, who else was involved and what all part they had. Yep. So it'll be interesting to see what comes up here in the next couple of weeks.
Because he's not the only one. I guarantee, like I said, when it comes to being in an NFL locker room, there's a certain... You know, there's a certain just bravado that's in the NFL locker room. He's not the only one talking like that. I guarantee it. I guarantee there's other guys, and the NFLPA is doing their due diligence to make sure if anybody else is talking like this, if anybody else is trying to be like this, we're going to find you. You're going to be found, and, you know, you don't have a place. So I get that, and I stand behind it. But once again, I have an issue with the NFL for being late to the party because just like what we talked about with the Black National Anthem,
right?
It doesn't seem as genuine. It does not seem that genuine. It's kind of just like now it's an issue. Because we were talking about this. I mean, this news came up on Sunday morning, and he still coached the whole game. And then after, when Moore came out, that's when it became an issue.
And we talked about these emails go back, 12 years, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
If it was an email, that means somebody else got the message.
Right.
And why didn't they report the messages when they were getting them? This built up over a period of time. I think that's one of the questions about this whole thing.
Right. Like you said, for it to be through time, it to be something that's, you know.
Where do the Raiders go from here, too? I mean, you know, they get the assistant coaches and all that, too. But it's going to be interesting. Especially Sunday.
Well, I'm really excited because Greg Olsen takes over play calling this weekend. He's called some pretty good games, especially last year. And he has the confidence of Derek Carr. So I don't think that productivity is going to be too much down. I think they'll play up this weekend, especially here in Mile High City.
Yeah. But, and, Paul, I wanted to ask you, as a NFL player, what is this? What does something like this do to the team?
Went through anything this
I mean, not, you didn't go through anything like this, but, I mean, you know, you've got players, you know, friends that are still playing in the NFL. What does this do to the psyche?
Well, one thing is it's the NFL. It's a business.
Right.
So one thing that is the constant is somebody is removed rather quickly when you didn't necessarily know that they were going to be removed. And that happens all the time in the NFL. So I think
in any job, really.
I could totally understand that.
You messed up, you're out.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think the NFL a little bit more on steroids when it comes to you know, if I say too many times in here, I feel like I'll be all right. But, you know, NFL, don't misstep. But that's one of the things where it is a constant where things may change around you. You still have to come to work and you still got to show up. And that's the thing. I have full confidence that the Raiders players and then in that locker room can band together and make sure that they can work as a unit. It's a it's a group of grown men who already understand how to play this football game. Been playing for years. I mean, it's not a team full of rookies. So hopefully that's one of the things that can happen with Oakland. They can band together and know that, you know, we are a unit. We are a good team. I mean, they have the first open gay player on that roster. And for them to be able to open arms, make sure that they're bringing that person, making sure he feels even comfortable to release that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that says something for the Oakland Raiders and that Oakland, Las Vegas Raiders.
Las Vegas.
For them to be able to do that, and I think they should be all right. It's definitely gonna mess with the season though. Mm. It's definitely gonna mess with the season.
I believe so. Well, in the first game, it's the beloved Broncos. So
I know.
We'll see who's on the sideline.
Yeah. So this will be an excellent test.
I'm going for the home team for that game. When we get to the picks.
Yeah, definitely. We're gonna get to the picks. So that's gonna
that
wrap.
That flag went out.
Yeah, that flag. We threw it. That's a mean flag.
I threw it Sunday morning.
I thought about you when the news broke, by the way. So I wonder what DJ is going through right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Raider Nation is sad.
Yeah, no, and I understand that. But that's going to do it for the flag on the play. When we come back, we're going to introduce another guest. But for right now, we still got Guy on with Mountain Country Sports. So we're going to take a quick little break. This is Pat and Go with Paul Brown.
Here we go.
Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. You already know on my right, I've got Mike Lewis. What's up? I've got DJ on the ones and twos. Big salute to DJ. And then our guest today, we have Guy Gertin.
You got it.
There it is.
Good with, to see you.
You got it.
Mount Country Sports.
You got it.
He's been with us all day, so we really appreciate you, having us. And we appreciate Mountain Country Radio for having us. And now we're going to bring in our other guest. She's also on KPPF. I don't know if you guys want to continue to check us out. But we've got Seven Murdoch in the building. Let's give a quick little golf clap. Ooh,
thank you, guys.
Seven Murdoch is in the building.
Thank you, guys.
USOA Miss Colorado 2021.
Congratulations. And also,
thank you.
Also the host of Sev Sells. So I want to back up a little bit, though, and get a little bit more into the Miss Colorado thing.
Okay. Because
that's a heck of a accomplishment.
Thank you.
Tell us a
thank
little
you.
Bit about, one, like, have you always been, like, doing pageants and things like that?
No, not at all. So I grew up a huge tomboy.
Okay.
I picked my nose for entirely too long. Grew up working on race cars. I mean, the definition of Miss Colorado, we went hunting and fishing and camping and mountain biking, and I can romp a dirt bike, right?
Oh, yeah.
So getting into the world of pageantry was very, very weird for me. It was something that I actually got recruited to do, which was odd. I didn't know that that was a thing. I also didn't know how much money you can make in pageantry.
I feel like I'm in the wrong career. Maybe I should start getting into pageants.
Yeah, we need a Mr. Colorado somewhere, right? But no, it was definitely a growing experience, a learning experience for me. I'm not your Barbie princess pageant girl by any means, so it was very uncomfortable, but I think that being uncomfortable is good. You know, you never grow when you're comfortable, right?
Once again, this is Seven Murdoch that we have on here with Pat and Go. Also, for those who are watching on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe, Pat and Go, with Paul Browning, also KPPF 1040 AM. So for you to be more tomboyish and then get recruited? Like, how did you said you got recruited into?
Yeah. So they found me on social media, on all my social media accounts.
Look what social media can do for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I, you know, at first I was like, no, totally wrong person. But then, you know, my family, we've been in Colorado for multiple generations now, over 150 years in the state. I come from a family of a long line of small business owners and entrepreneurs, and I saw an incredible opportunity. And I know that everyone says this, but to actually give back to my community. Yeah. And that's something that I really wanted to do, just because I think that the Colorado Springs community, Colorado community, has taken care of us for so long. It's a really cool opportunity to actually be able to take care of them too. Yeah. So I've done a handful of really cool fundraisers, and it's just been, it's been a journey.
I'll give you a little bit of a round of applause.
Yeah, that's very cool. Thank you. Thank you.
So, being Miss Colorado, you got to be a Bronco girl, right?
You know, I'm not actually a football girl, and you know what I've got to say, I hate the colors. I don't look good in them, you know? If I had to pick a team, it'd probably be Dallas, right? Just, they're better colors.
Hey, and their cheerleader squad is like, I mean, that's like, they've got like,
yeah,
they've got,
baby.
They have a TV
come
show.
To the dark side.
Yeah. They have a whole TV show.
They started it all,
by the way. And you were a cheerleader, right, in high school?
I was, yeah. Okay. I was a cheerleader in high school. Couldn't really tell you how football works, but I knew what side of the field to run to and what cheer to do, you know?
Oh, man, I love it. And then you also have, you currently have a show going on right now. Like you're multifaceted. You can jump into a couple different lanes. Tell us a little bit about,
absolutely. So I'm a top producing real estate broker, both locally and nationwide, which has been really fun. I got into the industry as a broke rookie 19-year-old. I had just turned 19. So, I mean, it's been a fun journey, the real estate journey for sure. But now we get to educate people on all things real estate on the Sev Sells Show right here at KPPF.
Wow. Saturday at 10 a.m.
Saturday at 10 a.m.
Now it's a good time to be in real estate in the Colorado Springs market, isn't it?
It is. But, I mean, you know, hold your breath.
I am.
Yeah, we don't know how much longer we're going to see a market like this. So.
So, So I know you're not as much into football, but is there any names or anybody who pops out to you? Because one of the things that we were kind of looking at was where's the future of this and where's the future of the game going? Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of great teams right now. When you look at the power rankings, you've got the Bills at one, you've got the Cards at two, you got the Rams, the Bucks, the Packers, the Cowboys, the Chargers, the Ravens, the Browns, and the Chiefs. All right, it's a lot of teams.
Chiefs are 10.
Each one, no, right? And they don't have necessarily like a winning record. When you look at a team or all these teams, they're all led by some great quarterbacks. Question for you, do you see anybody that's in the league currently who may be the face of football for you or without Tom Brady or – It's okay.
Okay. Well, again, not really a football person. Okay. Don't really watch football. Okay.
Okay.
So probably the worst, but maybe one of the more entertaining people to have on your show. What I would say, not knowing a lot about football, if you're looking at the future of football, you got to look at who's recruiting from where and what those recruits are doing later on in their careers. What kind of players are they? Because that's the future always, right? Yeah. Look to the youth. Look to the people who still have heart, who are still trying to go big or go home. Yeah. You know, look to those college recruits, right?
Yeah, all the rookies. Hey, if you're a rookie and you're watching Pat go, listen to Seven.
She's saying they're still on the come up. They're coming out this year.
Yeah.
Oh, but look at the stats. You know? Which teams are better at recruiting, right?
Well, which teams are going to have? Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing about NFL. The better you do, the worse pick you have. The worse you do, the better pick you have.
Yeah.
So, which do you have a pick?
I do. For, face of the league?
Yeah.
I would have to say that's Trevor Lawrence down there with the Jags. I mean, this guy, he looks pretty good, and he's only
speaking
just starting.
Speaking of rookies.
Speaking of the rookies. Speaking of the future. That's it right there.
Once he gets it going, and of course you got your Bills guy that we should have had here, Allen.
Josh Allen, yeah.
With the Broncos, but hey, he's doing well with the Bills. But I'd have to go with Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson. He is
the face of Madden.
The face of Madden. He is one player who has more total yards than 18 other teams in the NFL. One of those teams being the Packers, which is a really good offense there. I think Lamar Jackson, what he's doing, how he's continues to transform the game. People doubt him on him being able to throw the rock, and then he goes for 400 with the greatest passer passing percentage, completion percentage that you could in a 400-yard game.
In a similar vein, I'm going to say it's Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
A little bit younger.
Yeah.
And a little bit more spry.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Dak right now.
Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I mean, it is the Dallas Cowboys. And yeah. I tell you what, if Dallas were to go to Dallas, if Dallas were to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, Dak Prescott, I think, undoubtedly would be the face of the NFL, because if he's the guy who can give the Dallas Cowboys a Super Bowl again.
Yeah. And coming back from what he's been through.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he would, without a doubt, he'd be the face of the NFL. Yeah. So we're going to stop it there. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning. We're just going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some picks. All right, you're watching Pat Go with Paul Browning. See you in a second. Welcome back to Pat and Go. I am Paul Browning. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure that you like and subscribe to KPPF Radio 1040 AM or also Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Make sure you also check in Podbean so you can listen to previous episodes. And if you're just listening on the radio, we thank you guys for listening this Sunday morning. So thank you guys for tuning in. I've got Seven Murdock all the way to my left here.
Thank you.
Miss Colorado. I've got Guy Gerton.
Thank you.
With Mountain Country Sports.
Thank you.
Of course. I've got Mike Lewis, of course. We've got DJ on the ones and twos. DJ, once again, we love you. I know this is your last episode, and we want to say thank you so much for everything that you've done for us.
Absolutely. It's been a great time.
It's my goal to make you cry right now. So that's what we're doing. You know what? We cannot end the show without 50-50. Time to pick them.
It's time for 50-50, our weekly predictions. These can go either way.
Right now, when it comes to the picks, I'm in second place with 47 wins, 26 losses. DJ, you are like you like on the cusp. You got to go like undefeated, and we've got to lose some games. But you were 39-34.
But I was 11-4 last week.
You were 11-4 last week, so that's a way to do it. Okay, and then Mike, you are 48-25. I am on your heels, baby. Okay. I'm coming. All right. Now we're gonna do some picks. If you guys would love to stick around and join in some of these, let's start with on the other across the pond. That's a terrible accent. Across the pond, we're gonna do.
Can't even golf clap you there.
Yeah, no, right? No, don't. We've got the Jags and the Dolphins, and you know what? I'm gonna switch it up this week. We've got a couple of those Vegas spreads that I'm gonna share with you guys. So anybody who's doing a couple bets, make sure you're listening to what I'm saying, so then you can win yourself some money. Okay. We've got the Jags and the Dolphins on CBS. They're playing right now. Where are we going?
I got the Jags.
You got the Jags?
Yep.
And my lucky pad, this is the secret to how I stay in the league.
How you first place?
Yeah, I got the Dolphins.
Got the Dolphins.
Trevor Lawrence leading the way. I got to go with the Jags.
You got
They're
the Jags.
Start winning. You bet.
I like it.
Statistically speaking, I'm going to go with the Jags.
You're going to go with the Jags. I like it. I like it. I'm going to go with the Dolphins. And the Dolphins do have the 3-point spread. So for those who are watching and betting, pay attention to that. We have the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Washington Redskins. Excuse me, Washington football team. Oh, my gosh. It's 2018 for me. The Kansas City Chiefs have a 6.5-point spread going their way. I am going to stay with that. I'm going with the Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs. I mean, they're not going to keep losing.
I like it.
They're getting healthy. Okay. Chiefs.
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 KC. I'm going with the former native team.
The former native team. That's a way to call them. I like it. Definitely. And the Chiefs in, okay, Washington.
KC, yeah.
I love it. I'm going to now jump into the Rams. Are heading all the way out to New York to take on the Giants. The Rams have a 9.5-point spread. I'm going to go Rams.
Oh, it's got to be the Rams, and they've had some struggles, so Rams.
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 Saquon Barkley is still questionable. I'm going with the Rams.
Rams.
Looking at what the Giants have done or failed to do this year, I got to go with the Rams.
Rams. Okay. That's not a no issues there. We're going to do Houston heading to the Colts. Indy has a 10-point spread. I think that is actually the largest spread of the weekend. And I'm still going to go Houston.
I like Houston too. Their running game is coming together, and that's kind of making things up for the quarterback out.
Yeah, like it.
I got Houston as well.
Houston as well.
I don't know. Indianapolis flying a little under the weather, fellas, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to go with Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
I think they're going to win.
Gotcha.
Yep. I feel like Houston's hot.
Houston's hot.
Houston's
all right,
hot.
Cool. I like it. Houston is literally a hot place to be at. No, you're good. We have Cincy heading out to Detroit. The Bengals are the three and a half point spread leader.
Okay.
And I'm also going to stick with that. I think they played the Packers wonderfully last week. They actually should have won that football game. But, yeah, I'm going Bengals.
I'm going with the underdog. I'm going with Detroit.
Detroit Lions. Oh, no.
They need to win.
Wow. Okay, yeah, they do. Like it.
They need to win.
They do. Cincy.
Yeah.
Detroit's had some hard luck this year. A couple of games they should have won. Detroit, I'm going with the Lions.
Whoa, okay, yep, we've got two win. On Detroit, so we got Cincinnati, Detroit.
I'm going to go Detroit. I feel like Detroit really just needs this all the way around, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, they actually do. You don't want to go 0-6. All right, then we have Green Bay heading out to Chicago for the longest rivalry of NFL history. I'm going to go Green Bay, and Green Bay has the 5.5-point spread.
Packers.
I got Chicago.
Chicago Bears.
That's
Chicago
a toss
Bears. Bears.
The Bears.
That is always a tough game to pick. I'm going Packers.
Packers.
Yeah. Chicago.
Chicago all Bears. Right. I like it. Sev coming with all of the hot takes. I love it. We've got the Los Angeles Chargers and the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens have a 2.5-point spread. I'm going to go Ravens. Ravens.
Justin Herbert.
Justin, are you going to go Chargers? All right. This is probably the game of the week. I'm just keeping it honest.
We talked about this the other day. Chargers. I mean, they're looking so good. I got to go with them.
Chargers.
Yeah.
No one can stop Jackson, so I'm going with the Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Ravens.
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 Ah,
Ravens.
We like it. I like it.
Ravens.
We do have the Vikings and the Panthers. The Vikes are a 2.5-point spread, but my boy is playing this weekend. He's been playing like a monster, Morgan Fox. I'm going with the Panthers.
I'm going with the home team too.
Panthers as well.
I like the Cats.
He likes the Panthers. No, okay.
Like Vikings. I think I got to go with the Vikings on this one.
Okay, yeah. Definitely.
I love DJ's I like the Cats on that one.
You're going to go Cats?
Yeah, I'm going to go Cats.
Yeah, all right, definitely Panthers. All right, definitely.
You convinced me.
We have the Cards and the Browns. The Browns are a three-point spread, even with the Cardinals being undefeated. I'm going to go with that. I'm going with Cleveland Browns. This is the week that the Arizona Cardinals go down.
I agree with you on that one. Cleveland's had some tough luck, so yeah. Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Cleveland as well. I like it.
And Browns, what, 3-2, so they want to they want to get a win. But I'm going to stay with the Cards.
You'll stay with the Cards. Yeah. I like it.
The Cards are my pick for the Super Bowl. I'm going with them.
6-0. I like it. I like it.
That's a toss-up.
Actually, you know what? I take it back. The game of the week is this one right here. You know what time it is. I've got Mike Lewis here. All right. I've got DJ on the ones and twos. It's getting heavy in here. We've got the Broncos. We've got the Raiders. Raiders heading to Mile High. Everybody feels
there
energy.
We go.
Where are we going?
I got to go with my home, my team. It is the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes, Las Vegas Raiders are going to. Okay, I like it.
It's got to be Denver.
It's got to be Denver. It's got to be Denver. Who else would it be?
Yes.
And I tell you what, DJ, I love you. I'm going with the Broncos. I'm sorry I got to go with the Broncos. They're going to come away with this one.
It's okay to lose.
Who knows who's going to show up for the Raiders, really, on this? Yeah. It's a tough – they're in shambles. The Broncos are going to win.
Okay.
There's no question.
I don't know. I just watched a football game, you know, Super Bowl game a couple years ago where the Broncos lost really bad. I mean, and, yeah, not doing the Broncos.
Wow.
I know.
Well, she's got the Raiders colors.
Unforgiving. It's so unforgiving.
She is wearing Raiders colors.
I love it. All right.
How much did he pay you?
Yeah, right.
We'll wrap it up with the last three games of the week. We've got the Dallas Cowboys heading to New England to take on the Patriots. Oh, real quick, the Broncos are going to win that. Have the spread, 3.5 point spread. The Cowboys do have a 3-point spread heading their way, though, taking on the Patriots. However, Dallas does not play that well in New England. I'm going to go with Patriots this week.
I just gave Prescott some kudos, so I got to go with Dallas.
Yeah.
They got no answers for Elliott.
Dallas.
Good point.
All right.
Dallas. I'm going Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah. Dallas.
Oh, of course. Right. Definitely. And then we have...
You're out there on your island, man.
The Sunday night game, we have the Seahawks and the Steelers. Seahawks heading out to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh coming off a big-time win. They are 5-point spread. Mm-hmm. Have the 5-point spread. I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Steelers.
Got to go Steelers.
Steelers are a tough team to figure out this year a little bit. Yeah. They've had some injuries and old Big Ben. Yeah. I'm going Steelers.
She's getting some help. She's getting help back there. Get a little bit of help. Seahawks, huh?
Seahawks.
You going Seahawks?
She's going on the island.
She's going on the island. Seahawks.
I'll go out on the island for
Seahawks.
You.
I like it.
All
there
the way back
go.
There.
Give them some love. I love it. I love it. And then Monday night, we have Josh Allen and the Bills taking on the Tennessee Titans. 5.5-point spread going to the Bills. I think that is your safest bet. I'm going to stay with the Bills.
Buffalo's. To Tennessee.
Yeah. Really?
To Tennessee.
Tennessee. Hey, look, man. I love what he's doing here. Tennessee. I like it.
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo
Power
Bills.
Power ranked number one for a reason.
All right. Yeah, I like it.
Bills are good.
Bills are great. Bills are awesome. I like it. That's going to do it for our picks of the day. That's 50-50. Before we totally wrap, once again, I want to thank Guy Gerton. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, thank
we
you,
We really
Paul.
Appreciate you
great
having
to be here.
Oh, of course. We'll probably have to have you on again and again and again.
Whenever you want me.
Of course. We love it. Seven Murdoch, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Also want people to like and subscribe to Sev Sells.
Yes. KPPF, Saturdays, 10 a.m.
I like it.
There
I like
go.
It. And then obviously we have Mike Lewis to my right. We really appreciate you always, man. But hey, DJ, this is your show, baby.
Yeah.
We love you, man. We really appreciate you. Really thank you so much. Everything that you've done, all you've put in, all the effort, I really appreciate it, man. I can't say it enough.
It's Pat and Go with Paul Browning.
Oh, you know that. Like and subscribe on YouTube at KPPF Radio 1040 AM. Also, Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Podbean, you can hear us. And then also, you guys are listening on 1040 AM or 98.5 and 95.7. So, thank you so much. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning.